Blog Talk Radio.
All right, mathematical science, righteous truth. This is the original thought, creation, and transmission, transmitting live, of course. Let's see. Hopefully we all have some things to share here. Dr. Blair. And Dr. Blair's Christianity. I didn't open up. All right, I'm going to open up in the name of the Supreme Energy Frequency, the all-seeing light, almighty and powerful, glorious one. Supreme Being, Supreme God, Supreme Allah, the Supreme Almighty Al-Sundara, Supreme Creator, and all these great names of the Supreme Most High. I give all, once again, divine supreme greetings of timeless thought. All right. Back on the business here. I'm a little eager to start. It's been a lot of, heard it through the grapevine of what's going to take place and all these other things that, prophecies and, your cell phones are going to turn into explosives and with the iPhones and all these things, basically. And he always has a product for it. He ain't got nothing for your water and food, but he got a dial pad for you. A dial pad to guard you against radiation. But what about the poison food and different things? What do you got for that? What's his market and his sales for that? He ain't got nothing. So what do you have for it? I got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on how you can teach yourself how to eat, teach yourself how to build your immune system and strengthen your body against any of these things that's out here. You will at least be the surviving one. Knowing what devices the food with, which ones not to. All of these things, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. KWI. For those that don't know, KWI, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So it's really interesting, when I'm listening to a lot of that. I just sit here and just listen at him. These overly priced products, too. I don't see how any of you Negroes, you'd have to go to white folks to afford that stuff. Can't no Negro afford that. $500 for a bed pad and a seating pad is few hundred, $300 for something like that. You know, when you're in your car, that he says you're generating something, some type of, it can be, you know, radiation from your car, although some type of friction from, you know, the vibrating of, you know, what's underneath your seat. That'll give you some problems later on. And maybe have some Viagra for you later on. And tell you to deal. You know, all that just simple diet. You don't need all that stuff. That ain't gonna do nothing. And if you don't have a diet or knowledge of the proper foods to intake in your body, those dial pads or anything else he sell you ain't going to do you no good. Because you're going to have other health calamities coming your way. That's just going to be the least of your problems. So my point being on that is, you know, having that KWI and moving with that, dealing with that. That is the ultimate solution. Not just the only solution, it's the ultimate solution. And the use of it. Also, I've said this before on where he's gotten his theories about, you know, the black woman being God and all. He's one of the ones that started that bullshit. You know, when the great teacher came absolute on the black man being God, you know, you all played and twist with that. And your woman, because you're such a poor excuse for a man, she don't recognize you as no God. You know, she's at home being God while, you know, you wherever the fuck you are. You out on the streets or whatever, and she's stuck there with the children, with the responsibility. In essence, she is being God more than you. In that essence, although in the total essence, you're supposed to be God. At this very moment, it's easy for her to accept that because she's a, shit, I'm the only God around here. Ain't no nigga, no king, and no God up here. So why the fuck should I serve and see some nigga, because they don't know, they don't see no black man. Not in there, not just do anything for them. Even they do see a real God, we ain't doing nothing for them, so they don't owe us nothing. You know, we're not teaching them, we're not being there to solve their issues and problems. Being God, she got to solve her own problems. She has no man to consult. Into, speak to. So I don't to a degree now, because some of them just feminist crazy. And you know who the hell you are out there. I know some of y'all are being God, and I could respect your perspective on that. Because we have such sorry ass, weak ass niggas that don't want to be God. I. It's hard to say. For the moment, I can almost side with what you're talking about. I really can. You can call me whatever you want to call me. I can see it. So, you know, he started a lot of that. You know, you don't need a what's that thing he said there? you don't need a man to reproduce. And, you know, back in the days, women were able to have babies without a man. And well, why'd they stop? They just magically just stopped. I mean, they can have a baby without a man penetrate. It's called, you know, those sperm banks and different things. Although they still going to need them eggs fertilized, genetically and scientifically speaking. What you're saying is they were just able to fertilize. Then you have no proof. That's another thing. Where's the fucking proof at? Just like a lot of y'all saying there's giants in these caves and, you know, people, you know, 300 feet tall down there. Where is the proof? Well, they have the bones they're finding and there's a... You know, for years, people didn't believe there was damn dinosaurs until they saw the proof or the bones or the, what they call the fossils and different things to prove their case that there actually were creatures that existed in those times. Now, it was here the white boys finding bones. Why wouldn't he want people to know? What disservice or, you know, non-benefit will it be to him to reveal that information? He's glad to set a museum up and all kinds of stuff. So we can't accept them things as true. Now, there were some people, I wouldn't call them giants. There were some white folks mainly. There were some big-ass beastly beings. They're like big old beasts. that they were experimenting on by scientists and used as before they started using Negroes as guinea pigs. They used to use them as guinea pigs and experiment on certain things. Matter of fact, General Hannibal, he used them in a time of war. You got a little bit of it. Small view in a couple of the movies that was out. You know, he used elephants. You know, he used all kinds of creatures and beings and different things. So most certainly, that was the case. Although all these other things, what you did and what used to happen, and you can tell everybody, you know, you didn't have to shit or piss. People believe it. Oh, back then, we didn't shit. We didn't piss. You know? Or back then. During the time of, hell, the Egyptians got a little lie out with Isis and Horus, which is the Christianity origin, that he came back from the dead. That's one of the Egyptian stories. He rose from the dead, literally. So my point is, we can say anything of what took place in the past if we have nothing to support the proof other than what he say, she say, they say. You know, they say Farad and all these other people were, you know, in the Morris Science Temple and all these other things that they allegedly was into and pedophilia stuff and all kinds of accusations. Sacrificing. I mean, you should hear some of the stuff that people can put out about people that's not there to defend themselves. What's that Israelite nigga he called the great teacher, a CIA agent? He was meaning to speak about fairy clone. Although, he put the great teacher's name in there and said that he was, you know, he was allowed to do all those things as far as building a nation and being presented to the people like that because they allowed him to and all this stuff. Well, it's not the case. Especially when the man did 5 years in prison before he even got started because it wasn't time. That had shut him up during that war. Then they told him, when they brought him out, they said nobody's going to bother him. He can go out and get his people because of time. Also was said he would have been shot out. So another idea is being in time. Because it's time for that. Believe it or not, a lot of y'all may not know or have any recollection, although the devil's, he's sick of his own world. He's not going to come out and just tell you that. Well, when certain things happen, or he might be a part of it and whatnot, he doesn't, you know, he don't lose no sleep. He does not. He's to a degree wondering himself on when is this going to end? Yes, things are messed up. He'd be the first, if any honest devils. If you ever spoke to an honest devil, he would be the first to tell you how messed up things are. Yeah, he really would. He would tell you, man, yeah, this place is messed up, and the school system's messed up, the prison system, and even if he's a part of, you know, the demise of his world, even if he's, you know, it's impossible for any of them not to be a part of his system. Because it's a system. It's not a one person doing this. So even if he was against it, you know, there's nothing he can do about it. Because it's bigger than just one person. So that's my point there. Let's see. So many things to highlight. Right now, everything's just waiting in time for right now. Although it's in time and on time, and time of the righteous, of the gods, looks just blissful. Yeah, it really does. It's just getting brighter and brighter and happier by the second. We getting ready to get rid of all this sadness and sickness and disease, and limitation, ignorance. and all these other things. We're going to get rid of that. So we're in the last phases of it. I'm witnessing it. I really am. On every level, all levels. I'm going to shut everything down. I'm going to transfer and transform this entire planet very shortly. I can do it now, but I want to be able to get out the way if need be. You know, I'm going to have to get out the way on certain things. Like literally. So I want to make sure I'll be able to dodge it and get out the way of it. I'm not going to be affected. With everything and everyone else, it's going to be a shutdown. There's a lot of things just entirely just got put on hold. And I just completely, you know, stopped it almost. A lot of things. It would tingle some of you all's spine to know what was in store. Although, so I don't get ahead of myself and it chills some things out. Put a little process through and after that's done, then everything else will resume at a much more potent level. So it's a must today in preparation for getting the supreme understanding, you know. Like I said, in the past I have more enemies than friends, at least. Because they're such heathens and they know eventually I'm going to get them, they want to, you know, keep tabs on their and see if they can listen in on their fate. Because if they didn't take me seriously, they wouldn't, you know, you don't pay attention to anything you don't take seriously or that you doubt. I know I wouldn't. You don't have time to keep up with that. Although one or being that you know that is capable or that does contain that type of power, and you keep tabs on them. Even if you keep tabs, because I want to know what it, you don't want to know unless somebody's, you know, I'm not worried about with Nubian Mikaris and all these other clowns. There ain't nobody. They're just reactionary little demonic imps. Somebody has to come tell me what if they said anything, which I really wouldn't even care. Because they're nothing. even TheraClown, all the stuff he's talking about, and you know, things I hear, I'm never going to looking for what he's saying. It just usually just comes out or is posted or shared, you know, usually through his ignorant members, where they end up letting that stuff out. That's usually what takes place. And you analyze, oh, he's got a boycott. You're going to boycott Christmas. That stuff, they're so far behind time, it's ridiculous. That sounds like something he should have experimented with back in the 80s when he first came on. Without just justice, just, what's that, support black businesses, you know, or something like that. You know, they used to do that. They say, you know, don't spend outside of your community for this week or month or this day or whatever. That sounds like some of that stuff. So, that's the deal there. I might need to, We'll see. So that's the idea. We have a lot in store, and very important. Very important. In fact, it's imperative of what has to take place from here on. Very imperative. Okay. I'm going to take a brief break. I'm going to have to do some things. I'll be back in a few minutes, so everyone just hold your horses here. All right, we're back on. So, back on this here. All right, as I was saying, it was really imperative of what I'm going to be doing for those also in the court. So I just have to do it first, you know. I don't want to go too in-depth into it because I don't allow myself to be too conscious of things because, like I said, I might tell somebody. You know. So there's certain things that I know, although I don't allow to be known, if that makes any sense. In other words, the higher supreme inner being knows, although who I am almost 24/7 or most of the time, don't need to know too many things. And when it's time, I'm going to reveal certain things to that self, rather in a dream, a vision, and all kinds of communication. Although that's only when it's necessary, when it's time for that. So you'd be surprised what a vision and a dream could get. Boy, whoo. I remember I sent a vision to my lower self, and I called the Haiti quake some years ago. Told you all, yeah, you all needed to be shook up a little bit, you know, in your mind psychologically and with a major event. Anyways, I said this before some time ago, probably more than one time, depending on how long you've been listening to me for. The day, you know, that quake took place, I sent myself a dream. And the dream was, it was just dead Negroes all over the street. It was like I was in a car and passing by, you know, and witnessing all that. My lower self, of course, was in the car passing by. And it was like a large explosion that it revealed that it happened. And it was just dead Negroes all in the street, just a bunch of them, countless. Then later on that evening, that 8-point quake or whatever the hell that was, you know, took them out. And I would say exactly like how so, it was just niggas is dead and just stoned to death or just laying dead out in the street. Just like how I saw it in the dream. And I told people what I had dreamed. I said, man, I mean, the dream was so pronounced too. It's like, whoa. So I woke up sharing it. I mean, it was so pronounced, I had to wake up sharing that dream. So the people that I revealed and shared the dream to, they know. They know. They know, they know. They can deny all they want, although they know. So, anyway, with it taking place, it was a very pronounced and memorable dream. Like I'm quoting it right now, I can remember it, like, which it did, like it really happened, or I was really there, which in the astral level I was there. I really was. So, just things like that, I'll be able to, you know, if necessary, if I need to, you know, send a dream or a message or a warning to myself like that. I'm more than able to do that. So I'm not going to be out of the know of things. Or I might come like this and not only reveal it within myself, reveal it to whoever's listening. If you're getting it like this, you're getting a treat and a blessing. Which is why I have a lot of lurkers also as well, because they know. You may not allow have enough brains to consciously know. Although your spirit knows me well. Because your spirit knows it's going to have to answer to me. It so knows. Remember, I don't make mistakes. That might be the difference between me and others, is that they make mistakes, I don't make mistakes. If I say what I mean what I say. All righty, we just got such a lot of soulless beings. Just soulless. You know? If you don't know the messages of a soulless being and what exactly takes place, you'd be sitting there wasting your energy with somebody that can't never see you. If they wanted to. They ain't got a soul. Let me see something. We still... I'm going to say we. I need to stop putting myself in that equation. They or them. They got a lot of issues. Are you all that do have them? Because you have a whole lot of issues, I don't mean personal issues. I mean just lack of knowing issues. You know, because you have that, and all the prophets dealt with it and whatnot. Well, I'm not a prophet. You know, especially Moses. You know, he had to sleep in a ring of fire trying to civilize a bunch of devils. I just couldn't imagine what Moses went through. I really couldn't. I mean, his life was so in danger with the type of people and snakes and devils and demons he dealt with that he had to sleep literally in a ring of fire when he went to bed. He had to have fire around him so they won't kill him while he sleep. While he tried to teach and civilize them. So though I'm not Moses, I don't have to sleep in no ring of fire or nothing like that. Although I do have to hold back so much power and knowledge and wisdom because of the demons that are lurking around. I have to make sure. So I only have to make sure that I give just enough for them to kill themselves with. They say just enough to destroy yourself. That's what they say. Just enough. Well, they say you have just enough to function, or just enough to kill yourself. That's how I have to have. They give you just enough for that. Rest is minds. And throw a little, to me, you know, a little scrap of info or whatever here and there. They're lurking. They're lurking heathens and demons. And you're lurking. To be fed power, although the power to be used for negative purposes or demonic intentions, you see. I can say this because I'm going to have lurkers regardless. I don't care about losing them or not, although because I'm so important, they're going to continue. Just like all the people you heard in the past, I muted and booted and everything else. They still come around. Whether it's Gaylords and Bring, whoever. They're not the only lurker. Actually, I'm not even talking about them. I'm talking about other people. They're just examples, I can say. That, we know that you're going to be around anyways. There is no other option. If that adds up. Anyway, back on old Mr. Blair there. So I was last speaking about these accusations without proof, which he does a lot. That kind of stuff sells. It really does. And when you're a formal preacher, like he is, you know, he's been trained real well by his master of, how imaginative niggas love and how they like their imagination struck, or what they call stroke. He knows how to stroke your imagination, by telling you some way out shit that nobody is coming back and genetically proven or physically. Other than a word or a rumor. That's basically what it's a rumor. If there's no absolute facts to support an accusation, it's a rumor. You couldn't even take that in court. The judge, even the system that we taught well enough, gonna come. Where's your facts? Where's your proof? That wouldn't preside in court. Just like what's his name said on Training Day. He said it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. What can you prove? Even if that was true, or any of them things is true, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. You still got to prove them. And if you can't prove that, it's words without substance. There's no substance to the words or to what was said. For those who know me, I'm a being of action. Action like Jackson. I don't care about all that he say, we say stuff. That means nothing. Because as I said, it's not what you know, it's what you can prove. So, Delbert and Valentine, well, I haven't heard him, even though he says a lot of Christianity. I have never heard him, you know, come with some way out stuff. Not like that, at least. Tell him to come down. Here again. All right. I can't hear you. All right. Okay, I'm returning back. So as I was saying, is what you could prove. Huh? Pardon me again. So I'm back once again. Let's see. Another thing on him, or on his Christianity. Yeah, that's Christianity also. Because Christianity always deals with things you can't prove. Well, Jesus rose from the dead. Bread rained out the sky. Jonah swallowed a whale. He used to preach all that stuff. Can't tell you he was a preacher. Things that can't be proven or rumors are outright lies, really. Was when Jonah got swallowed by a whale and bees was eating dead carcass, you know, out of the nature of a bee. Because flies mess with dead carcass, not bees. But the Bible book, it tells them that the bees were flying around and messing with eating on dead carcass and stuff. And the... I mean, it's just so many fairy tales in there. So they call it the Book of Fairy Tales. That Jew, Bill Moore, he called it the fairy tale book. Matter of fact, he called it the Jewish fairy tale book. Because the Jews don't mess with that book. They deal with the real stuff. The people, the same people that the Christians say is the chosen people, they don't even fuck with that book. They don't mess with Jesus. No, he's just a prophet like the Islamic religion calls him. He's just a prophet. Because they know. They know the truth. You all say Jesus is Lord or he's God. And they just tell you, you know, the chosen people you call. They tell you, he's just a prophet. So all that stuff in there, you know, the talking burning bush. Don't forget, Moses talked to God through a bush. Now we ask any preacher to produce that. Even this mystery Jesus, even his most faithful and his most loved preachers. We ask any one of them. Let's see if you talk to a burning bush. You know, we want to hear you talk to a burning bush. We want to see you bring somebody from the dead. You know, stop letting your congregation go to the hospital. They shouldn't have to go to the hospital when you got, you know, Jesus's or the Lord's power. Let them come to you. But thus, I tell you, man, God is a man. We get hurt. We got any sense. We got to go and get ourselves fixed. If you can't fix yourself, the only time you should have to go to the devil to get fixed is if you know you broke a bone or something. You can't do that, although as far as you, your body, your physical health and well-being, you're supposed to handle that. You're supposed to be your doctor on that. This is the teaching, great teacher taught that. You don't go there unless you got a broken bone, although if you follow, you know, the dietary guidelines or whatnot, to the T, say you shouldn't even be sick but once a year maybe of a small cold. If you are really whatnot, you never sick. People witnessed me for years. I never came on or missed a day because I was sick. No physical like that. No, we don't get sick or on a spiritual, any level. Well, I wasn't sick. Maeve came on one time with a small little cough type of cold. That lasted all of one day, maybe, out of all of the years that I had been teaching on a daily basis. So the Christianity, of course, is, you know, is something that that needs to be exposed. Right, Joe? This is Joe again tonight.
Ain't no lack. Get him. Get him.
Yes, sir. Hey, man, that was some powerful knowledge you was putting out there last night, brother. They had people, they should have had niggas going to sleep thinking, you know, shiveling going to bed if they ain't prepared. You know, I ain't worried. We stay prepared, man. Trust me.
Exactly.
I stay ready. You know?
Exactly.
Like I said, the first readiness you got to armor yourself with is knowledge. You know, you got to have some sense and know what's going to happen. And if it does happen, prevention. A lot of people don't realize, even if it don't happen, just in case of a possibility of things happening like that, the devil teaches people, you know, earthquake prepare, you know, have a first aid kit, and you know, he said even if something don't happen, preparation. They got all kinds of emergency emergency broadcast. That's another thing. All emergency broadcasts and all that, that's not for nothing there. They're going to be instructing people with them devices pretty soon. They're going to be telling you, this is emergency broadcast. This is not a warning. Such and such and such and such happened here, and it may be heading towards you. Such and such, prepare yourself. They're going to be saying all that.
And them Negroes going to be scared to death. Now, what is I'm going to do now?
I mean, they think it's just something just come on right now. Just, you know, it just comes on and then, you know, just mess up your little program, your little Jerry Springer, whatever you're watching. You know. I did a thing on them Jew devils. They ain't doing nothing but exploiting you Negroes. Got you on there making money off you. Matter of fact, somebody told me they was going to give them $100 to go on there. It's like, you a damn idiot to go on there for a damn hunt. Them people making millions of dollars off you niggas, and you going on there for $100? You a damn idiot. On TV to talk about your problems, your shortcomings. Yeah, but old Dr. Blair is preaching some of that Christianity, man.
Oh,
you know,
okay. He used to be a Christian preacher.
Yeah, he was a preacher. So he been, he know what work on Negroes, trust me. You know, you don't know who he's working for with. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Hey,
a lot of people that this devil putting out there, like the House of Conscience, those guys are police informants. You know, Tafruti and all them, he was an informant. He's working with the police.
Yeah, they're gonna be part of that program. They're gonna be working in the FEMA camps, keeping Negroes calm, you know.
Right. Keeping them calm. And that's how they want them. You know, that works best for them when they calm.
You know. You know, keeping them thinking that everything gonna be all right. Let's do as you told.
Yeah, hear and obey and conform. What's that Paris said? You know. That's the idea. What's these Negroes on there?
Hey, Supreme. Man. Hey, I'm gonna lay back and listen to the program, all right?
Oh, okay, man. We got another 15, man. That's all. For we
hey,
off.
When next time you be on? You be on tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think so. I think. I don't know what I'm speaking on though. I can't see my my board here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on daily now. I got nothing but time right now, so. I'm doing a day back to my daily thing right now.
Okay. Yep, I'm going to lean back. I'm going to be listening, though.
Okay, brother.
All right, peace.
All right. All right. It's always good to hear people that have some commonalities with you. You know, what else is left to really speak on Blair? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of things I can really put the energy on. You know, they just come and they come and go. Some of the things I've already went over before. So it all depends on the mold and mood I'm in, on him or whoever I'm talking about. You know, it all varies on the energy. Let me mute some of these things here. We're all on a very busy night tonight. A lot of things took place this weekend as well. You know what I mean? Although, even though they took place, and you don't know about them, don't mean they didn't take place. That makes any sense. A lot of people been just dropping dead. I'm talking car accidents, cancer, just silent death everywhere, just killing people. Oh, I can't turn on the TV no more without somebody was dead in a car accident. You know, dead, or this person dead. It ain't even just shoot somebody getting shot no more. It's just, you know, all these other things. People's relatives just coming up with cancer suddenly, and they got, you know, a couple of months to live. Just suddenly. Didn't know nothing about it, and some of them didn't know what the hell cancer was. Just suddenly now, they just got months to live. So it's a lot of things take place. You just say, well, you know, is the devil a tribute to it? Unless certainly. You got cancer everywhere. They just found out, told the women recently to stop, you know, putting their phones in where their breast is. A lot of women like to keep their phone where their titty is. And that's giving them a lot of breast cancer and stuff. All that radiation going in their titty. So, it's hard to really. So a lot of things happened over the weekend. I'm just going to share that. Lots of things. And just because you hear about them, you don't know what's been going down, don't mean anything going down. It's almost like they used to tell you the revolution won't be televised. Well, destruction ain't going to be televised neither. It's happening in degrees on all levels. They say in ways you can perceive the destruction is supposed to take place. In ways you can perceive, in ways you cannot perceive. These are ways you don't perceive. You don't see the ailments and plagues that are coming. You know, pestilence and different with diseases and all kinds of things. Or as they say, that flesh-eating bug they haven't got around yet. Wait till you see that bug. The one that just land, just be eating your damn flesh off of you. You sitting there looking, watching it, while it's just sitting there eating. Even I ain't talking about biting you. I'm talking about eating the damn flesh off of your arm or your leg. You ain't seen those things yet. So to you, you know, they don't exist. Because I ain't seen it. Or when the ground opened up, you start to see creatures you never even thought existed that's in the ground. If anybody's ever been underground. There's things under there you didn't even know existed. And if any of y'all ever seen one of them creatures, you'd freak the hell out of it. You'd freak the hell out. You might go crazy. It might drive you crazy, seriously. Of the shock and just the twist mentally and psychologically. Because a lot of y'all ain't prepared for that. You've been brainwashed and accepting this world is it and it's going to be here and this is just everything. This little pedophile, sick, disease, death, negative, homosexual-ass world. This is where you have stopped and convinced yourself that this is the epitome of everything. This is the epitome of life. Here. So you know nothing. I'm here to tell you it's just the opposite. You ain't seen nothing yet. Let's give you a little bit of time. And I'll release some things. Boy, you gonna know. you will know. And I ain't no genie or one of these people run back to first base. I'm safe. And I'll do like your Jesus in the Bible told you, I know you not. Hey, you remember me, Jesus? So and so and so and so. No, I don't know you. Who the hell are you? That's straight up what's going to be happening. Straight up. So, and this is nothing what I'm sharing. I'm not even really sharing. Like I said, I share just enough. I wouldn't say just enough to fuck with your head. Although just enough for you to just, you know, slice yourself with your own little information. It's like you give somebody a gun, and the gun put them in a particular environment, and the gun, you got one bullet in there. You got just enough to shoot, harm yourself with. You ain't got no real ammo to fight nobody. So I may put one bullet in there just for you to shoot yourself or do that football player that shot himself in the leg, you know, carrying a gun, a loaded gun around without the safety. And the damn thing, you know, he hit the ground a certain way. And a damn thing just exploded and shot him in the leg, just went off. One of them damn sensitive guns. Then the dumb nigga gets arrested for shooting himself in the leg. Said, man, does niggas ever get tired of being ignorant? Even Mike Tyson said, you know, for years when he came out of prison, he said, I'm tired. He said, I'm tired of being stupid. I'm tired of being ignorant. He literally said that. You can go back and look at some of the interviews he said. They got to talking to him, you know, you did so-and-so-and-so-and-so, and you're back. And one day he just said, I'm just tired. And that's when he started, you know, to look within himself and, you know, he kind of changed pretty good. I tell you, it's a clone. It's not him. They killed the real Tyson. This is like a made up one here. They got rid of him and took his money. That guy was piled with money. The real Tyson. I mean, he had hundreds of millions of damn dollars. Alrighty. We got a couple more minutes, so we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. It's been interesting tonight, of course. I should be back on again tomorrow evening, of course. What the topic is and will be, I'm not sure about that. I haven't looked into it. Although I can assure you, like always, it's going to be a great one. I can assure that. So, with that being said, I'm going to end as I came. Insane, timeless thought. See you all tomorrow evening.